Hello and welcome to iVow. I'm Jenny Prisk and I'm your host for this iVow podcast. Today I'm delighted to be talking with Rochelle Mordino, or as she likes to be called, Bibing, of Mindanao in the Philippines. Bibing is the executive director of the Balai Mindanao Foundation, BMFI, working to build a community center, or a balai, for its tri peoples, Muslims, indigenous peoples, and Christian immigrants. Bibing and BMFI have trained more than 2,000 military, police, officers, and community leaders in peace education. BMFI is part of the Civilian Oversight Committee of the Internal Peace and Security Plan of the Armed Forces of the Philippines. Bibing is also a member of the Action Asia Peace Builders Network. She has a master's degree in Applied Conflict Transformation Studies. Welcome to our conversation, Bibing.
Hi, Jen. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you with us and here as a woman peacemaker at the Institute for Peace. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
So you are from Mindanao in the Philippines, and you've mentioned to me that life can be marginalized for women and for girls. Tell us about life for them in Mindanao.
Yeah. Jen, for several years, Mindanao has been into various levels of conflicts. No, so 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, we're into that situation. It's just but normal that women, especially girls, including boy children, no, are those affected the most.
So your work in training military and police officers and community leaders, how does that change lives for those who have been victims?
Firstly, Balai Mindanao, serving as truly a balai, a home, no, for its tribe peoples, it caters several strategies in which it can help address, prevent these conflicts or protect, no, its peoples and communities. So we believe in the importance, Jen, of this constituency building, or we also call that community-based peace-building work, wherein we go to the communities and then we encourage participation of women, youth, and other stakeholders in the community to be talking about the conflicts that we are in, no? We are identifying what are these conflicts, analyzing, no, the impacts of these conflicts, and then as one collective, we help identify what priority actions that we will be making together to help address, you know, prevent these conflicts to happen again.
And are you seeing changes as a result of this?
Yes, yes, Jen. For instance, our local government units now are taking primary actions, no, because they have these resources, they have the capacity to gather all this, you know, to gather these stakeholders. So through the barangay development planning that we are doing, mm-hmm. Those priority projects, no, that are identified are given or allotted budgets. So that's one, no? Because for instance, in one of the barangays that we've been to, yeah, it's very, you know, it's very violent, no, mm-hmm. in there. And then we just found out during our consultations that those are the results, manifestations of just simple issues, just like simple thief. What you call that? Thief.
A thief?
Yeah.
Yes, a thief, a robber.
A robbery, mm-hmm. or simple as that. For instance, the victim's family went into this group to revenge, you know, and the other party went to this group for revenge. So that's some, you know, of the sources of conflicts.
That's very interesting, those sources of the conflict. Now, BMFI, the Belai Mindanao Foundation, is part of the Civilian Oversight Committee of the Internal Peace and Security Plan of the Armed Forces mm-hmm. of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So are you working at government level and with government officers?
Yeah, Jen, we believe in working for peace. We believe in this multi-stakeholders engagement. NGOs cannot do it alone. Church people can't do it alone. The government can't do it alone. There's a need really for to help each other, to complement our skills, our resources. So what's good in this, because this IPSP is one of the greatest, biggest doctrines of the military. They implement this from the top level down to the bottom.
Yes, yes.
And then what's good? There are peace-building initiatives that are already integrated in that plan. For instance, there is this provision that enhances or invites civil society organizations to be participating in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then the military or the soldiers are invited or are allowed to participate in the peace-building courses that the CSOs are conducting. And they are encouraged or mandated even to participate, to conduct consultations with mm-hmm. the local communities. So for us, that's one of the contributions maybe of the CSOs in crafting this IPSP. Very favorable because, second, that helps because the soldiers, the military, they have this military thinking mm-hmm. of defeat the enemy syndrome.
Yes.
And we are encouraging them, that instead of having that concept, that parameter, we're inviting them to do the other way, to win the hearts and minds of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because from there, they would understand why people are into these groups, provoking the government,
mm-hmm.
and will also understand why people suffer this much. Mm-hmm. And that, if that is not addressed, then that will pile up from one generation to the next mm-hmm. generation. So that has to stop.
Yes, and that's what you've already experienced in the yeah. Philippines, is those years. So also in the Philippines, did you have something else that you wanted to tell me?
Second, Jen, the people do not want that much. No, they just want security.
Mm-hmm.
They just want safety of their children, especially women. Again, when we went to one village and when we tried identifying priority projects,
mm-hmm.
they said, we won't have that road construction. We're amazed. Why? Because they said, instead of that, give us horses. The horses are the means of our transportation here. Give us potable water system. Because mm-hmm. our children, our women suffer diarrhea and other,
stomach,
waterborne diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Then give us health centers with medicines
mm-hmm.
and personnel, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three common needs that they said, please help us on this.
And because, do you think they will get them?
Yes.
Yes, slowly. In time.
Yeah.
Nothing moves quickly, does it?
Slowly, Jen, because it's not easy, because the mindset of the politicians who always win in the elections,
mm-hmm.
politicians are, most of them come from the elite.
Yes,
class.
We certainly understand
and
that
then
in
they
America.
They couldn't easily understand why these people need this. Very basic, and yet they can't. And, we have this story wherein they said, never we saw the face of government in our barangay. It's only the military. Or if there are teachers, then the teachers and the military people serve as the face of the government. So in our thinking, if the military going there has still this concept of defeat the enemy syndrome, then we will be in trouble. They will be in trouble. Yes. Yeah. That's why we're trying our best to cater this peace education to more people, no, in the military institution. Before we say, oh, maybe we can cater this to key people only, no, because they can, through them, they can make policies, through them, they can decide on things, orders and this. But we say violent situations are continuing, no, and they are deploying here and there. Soldiers, no, graduates, fresh graduates from the Philippine Military Academy who don't even understand what is the history, no, of historical injustices, no, that are experienced by the Mindanaoans. So if they have that mentality, if they have that frame of mind, then they can be, no, they can be vehicles for peace. They can be at least, no, helpers, no, to.
Yes, you have to change a whole mindset, otherwise the country won't change. In the Philippines, you have multiple religions. How does the collaboration among the religions work in the Philippines? Do you have uprisings and discontent?
Maybe before, no? But in this present context, I find religion as one of the favorable, no, vehicles in attaining or in building lasting peace in Mindanao. For instance, in our area, in northern Mindanao, Bishop Tony Ledesma is really very good at, you know, gathering all these intra-faith groups, no, to be sitting in and then to be, yeah, to be doing analysis of these conflicts regularly, no? He is really that catalyst. And for the other groups, they slowly, no, come into this very good practice, very good modeling of this bishop.
That's interesting because you have so many islands in the Philippines.
Yes.
Is it possible to bring them all together, or will they always stand separately?
Bringing us or them together is a logistical nightmare. Yeah, that's why we have our community-based peace-building teams that will help ensure the establishment, no, the formation of those interfaith, intrafaith dialogues in our areas. So we have our area in Central Mindanao, in Northern Mindanao, Southern Mindanao.
And so they will gradually spread and move over time to gaining that peace that you're seeking.
Yes, Jen. And maybe one of these indicators, no, of that changing paradigm, no, from religion as divide and rule, what do you call that? Divide and rule.
Well, it's
machinery,
a principle.
Now, just lately, no, with the Marawi siege, we can say, we can see, or that there were several stories wherein Christians, no, Christians affected by violence, that violence, were being helped by the Muslim brothers and sisters because they couldn't speak Arabic, no, before the aggressors. So they, the Muslims themselves, talked to them and then, yeah, protect these Christians. For me, that's very humbling, no, experience of Muslim people helping Christians. So again, that's a product that did not just, no, get into the scene instantly. That must be a product, no, of peace learning sessions.
Over the centuries,
And I'm very thankful, no, those people, those peace builders, peacemakers have gone ahead of us, no, because we are, what you call that, we are experiencing this, the results, no, of this, of their struggle. I'm not saying that we are at a favorable situation now, no, but
yeah, life is slowly improving.
Yes.
Good. Well, unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our short conversation today. And I just wanted to ask you, because this is your first visit to the United States, if you could just conclude by telling us how you perceive the relationship between the Philippines and the United States, and if any of that is changing now that you're actually in America, if your thoughts about it are changing?
Yeah, honestly, Jen, coming from the environment of this progressive groups, I really have this negative perception,
mm-hmm.
yeah, association
yes, okay.
of the
mm-hmm.
United States, mm-hmm. and it's and because there are realities, no, that support to that to those perceptions. For instance, mm-hmm. Our peso is what the conversion of our peso is 50 pesos is equal to $1. We're giving, for instance, one cow. You're giving one cow, mm-hmm. and then us giving 50 cows. So there's inequity in there, yeah?
Yes,
so
much.
that's one of the premises, and other instances. Second, there are those U.S. soldiers who are joining our Balikatan. Mm-hmm. It's annual exercise, I think, military exercise. We're in. Maybe during their free time, they're having our women with them.
Not such a good look. I shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, that's one. And yeah, but coming here, listening to the reality in here, I think there is this need for me, you know, to also be maybe reframing these mindsets, no, of mm. I believe that transformation comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
So because I really experience, no, that not all Americans are the otherwise, no.
Yes.
Here in this school, very accommodating, very warm. I just didn't know, am I in America or am I in Mindanao?
Well, so, you're in California too, which can make a little bit of a difference. But it sounds as though you've brought tools that we can learn from, and with luck, you're going to take some concepts of at least California back to your home in Mindanao. That are different and changed, and that we do have promise for the future. So I want to thank you most sincerely, Rochelle Mordino or Bibing, for joining us in this iVow conversation today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much.